welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our third and final hour on this Friday, January 29th, 2016 edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our guest tonight is Dr. Ted Brower. His website is healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. His book, Breakthrough Health. He also has a radio show right here on Global Star Radio Network each and every weekday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on Sundays, 7 to 8 p.m.
And Dr. Brower, let me ask you this real quick. A good friend of the program sent an email wanting you to, or wanting to know if melasma, sorry about that, with the cause, cure, anything you know that could help this person.
What I've seen with asthma that works really well with
melasma.
The skin condition, melasma.
M-E-L-A-S-M-A.
I'll have to look it up, guys. I don't know of any natural treatment protocol for that, but I could find out for him. If he'll send me an email to the office, I'll be more than happy to find out and answer for him.
Gotcha. Will do. Thanks. All right.
Here's another article that's saying, by the way, for people who have asthma, I was about to tell them what to do for asthma, and I stopped and they go, oh, tell us what you need to do. B6, folic acid, B-complex, but they need to be methylated so your body can use them, along with flaxseed oil, bioplasma cell salts, and also cod liver oil. We have had such tremendous results in working with folks that have had asthma issues with that. It's amazing what it does. I mean, just within a couple of weeks. And so I've seen it repeatedly over and over and over again. But, of course, they need to eat clean. They need to be on a basic healthy lifestyle program with the multiples and that kind of stuff. So they need to be on a good healthy program and a good healthy diet program, too. But the B vitamins and some other things are so important for that. Here's some vegetables that are coming from China. They're saying are poisonous. They have all kinds of chemicals on them they're not supposed to use. Of course, with the new Trans-Pacific Partnership, I guess we won't be able to regulate any of that anymore. Just saying, if you got garlic and it's coming out of China, if you got mushrooms that are coming out of China, corn that's coming out of China, and taro coming out of China, and they say don't use any of these products out of China. My response is a little bit better than that. Don't use any kind of food product coming out of China, period. Here's another article. Shameless vaccine pusher Paul Offit teaches doctors to bully parents into blindly injecting their children with mercury and aluminum. Teaches them. This is from Natural News. It's by Jennifer Reynolds. I like Jennifer. She's a great writer. Like a playground bully who is determined to have everyone see things their way and who has an answer for everything, Dr. Paul Offit recently taught other doctors how to respond to parents who dared to question their child's need for vaccinations. Dr. Offit is an established pediatrician at the University of Pennsylvania and a long advocate of childhood vaccines. He's the co-inventor of the rotavirus vaccine. I'm sure he's making plenty of money on that. Fired off a series of questions to doctors as part of his mock patient doctor scenarios. So what he was doing, he was actually teaching them how to embarrass and humiliate parents and to force them to vaccinate their children. I mean, guys, I mean, how low does it get? I mean, how low does it get? And right now we found that the actual compliance rate for vaccines has gone way down. Because what's happened is people have had enough and they're starting to realize that their kids are having all kinds of health problems from this. I'll reread you the article. Vaccine uptake reaches all-time lows. Policy shifts to mandatory enforcement and criminalization for refusals. Oh, man, unbelievable. History is being made on how the world is responding to vaccination. Even long-term health professionals are refusing to vaccinate themselves in the face of continued injury and death being caused by the practice. Almost half of the healthcare professionals are now refusing to vaccinate their children for HPV, flu, chickenpox, and many other vaccines are reaching historic lows as the awakening, and that's what this is, the awakening spans across the planet. One thing is for sure, those who have stopped vaccinating will never start vaccinating again. So the challenge for the pharmaceutical industry complex is now aggressively shifting to holding on to the remaining vaccinators before they can be converted to anti-vaccine positions. And how will they do it? By fear. Again, like with this virus that they're talking about, you know, coming out of South America. That's what they want to do. Highly coordinated efforts to try to force. Remember, these guys make tens of billions of dollars a year injecting us, the cattle, with these vaccines. They're not going to stop doing that if they don't have to. And plus, it's stopping the fertility. It's just destroying mental acuity. I mean, you're loading these people. The flu vaccine still contains mercury, thimerosal, for heaven's sake. It's with a multi-filed flu shot. Plus, they contain aluminum, which has been shown to cause Alzheimer's disease. I mean, unbelievable. Venezuela is now passing a new law rejecting GMO and seed patents nationwide. President Hugo Chavez prevented the planting of 500,000 acres of Monsanto's genetically modified corn. Since then, the Venezuelan farmers have been expressing strong feeling against growing GM seeds. Maybe this is the reason they're having 200% inflation down there, and their whole economy has gone to crap, because the Monsanto boys want to make sure they plant their stuff regardless. I mean, unbelievable. Millions are now opting to pay the fines and refusing to buy health insurance through Obamacare. A massive total of roughly 7.5 million Americans are choosing to pay fines rather than buy insurance in 2014. Guys, I have a friend of mine, a good friend. I won't mention your name because it'll embarrass him. But he was able to qualify. He makes like $30,000 a year. He's got a family of four. He was able to qualify for Obamacare for $50 a month for full coverage for him and his wife and everybody. They raised his premium this year to $350 a month, a 700% increase in 1 month. Is that nuts or what?
We've heard horror stories of that, like that, where the premiums have raised double in some cases. I mean, in that case, obviously, you know, 50 a month is that's pretty minuscule. Relatively.
No. It went from 50 a month to 350 a month, Doug. 700% increase.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I have not heard anybody say my insurance premium went down. So I don't know.
Well, no, I don't know what to do. The whole thing about it is just nuts. I personally dumped my health insurance about 7 years ago. Gosh, for me and the family, it was costing us like $1,500, $1,800 a month. I mean, and I started thinking about it. Wait a minute. I don't believe in drugs. I don't believe in chemicals. I've got all this health insurance on my automobiles. If I've had an accident, it'll cover my medical bills. I'm not going to do chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery anyhow. And if I was in an automobile accident, that's going to be covered. I have workman's comp in my office to get injured at work. And I started thinking, I got three different insurance policies. You know, I said, this is ridiculous. Why am I spending this? So, I mean, $1,800 a month, $1,500 a month, that was, what, $18,000, $20,000 a year for the 7 years. That's $140,000 that I've been able to save. I mean, it got to the point, it became cost prohibitive. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to pay this. But see, that's what they want. Rather, what is it, roughly 10, 15, 20% now of everybody's paycheck is going to pay their health insurance. And, of course, we know that the Obamacare was written by the big insurance companies, and it's all designed to just take as much money out of us as they possibly can. They want us all back to the SERP level. Here's another bacteria resistant to all antibiotics is now in the United Kingdom after being found in China and Denmark. Chinese health officials announced in late November that bacteria containing the MCR1 gene has been discovered in livestock as well as hospitalized patients. So this is what's going to happen with the overuse of these immunizations, the overuse of vaccines, the overuse of antibiotics. It's going to be a major, major mess. Here's another article. Has the public broadcast service, which is basically, it's all liberal, has it become a front for big pharma? And it's nuts. FDA-approved drugs last year killed 106,000 people. FDA supplements that are not approved killed zero people. And so they're going more and more and more into the drug lines, promoting and pushing drugs now on PBS, the public broadcast service system. I personally think that all of the funding with the PBS needs to be completely stopped, that we shouldn't be forced to give our tax dollars to that corrupt organization. It's a major, major mess. And we really need to stay away and not watch the kind of stuff they have on there. Let's see. This is another good one. Why is a cancer-causing additive banned elsewhere in the world and it is still in our bread? And it's just absolutely crazy what's in the dough, with the chemicals that are in the dough, and how so much of this stuff. This is one of the bromides that are in here. It's potassium bromate. And this is, again, one of the things that directly attacks the thyroid gland, and it's in our bread. Here's another article. Yeast is a cause of cancer, which we've known for years, and turmeric can kill both. Research is confirming this. This is by Sajer G from Green Meadow, and it says a new study validates a controversial cancer theory, namely that yeast in our body can actually cause cancer and feeding of cancer. Because remember, yeast is bad, it's anaerobic, and cancer is an anaerobic disease. It cannot live in the presence of oxygen, and now they're saying turmeric is so important for that. And finally, the final health article I want to talk to you guys about is the end of diet sodas. A huge study has now linked aspartame to major problems. Duh. I've been telling you guys this for 35 years, that aspartame causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. It makes you go blind, okay, because it contains methanol, which is paint thinner, which cannot be made non-poisonous, and it's an aspartame. It's also got aspartic acid in it. There's an aspartic acid receptor site in the brain, and when you give your body aspartic acid, it basically releases dopamine in the brain, and it's super, super, super addictive. And so you've got to realize, guys, it's just not something we need to be putting into our bodies in any concentration at all. We need never put diet sodas in our bodies. And I've told you guys so many stories in the past about people that I've known that come down with brain cancer who are drinking heavy amounts of aspartame, including Howard Grant, who I love to this day, who was my surrogate father after my parents got divorced. He ate a lot of ham sandwiches, which is basically containing sodium nitrite, with diet sodas and also with iced tea sweetened with aspartame. I pleaded with him not to do it. And what happens is, when you combine those two chemicals, sodium nitrite, like a pepperoni pizza or ham, and you combine it with aspartame, it creates what's called a DKP. That's an acronym for diketylpeperazine. And that degrades the form of nitrosurea. And nitrosureas are the most effective agent known to man for producing malignant brain tumors in laboratory animals, guys. That's how toxic this stuff is. So you can't put diet sodas in your body in any concentration and not expect to have horrible, horrible side effects, including blindness and everything else. It's just nuts. It's just absolutely nuts.
We've seen what Michael J. Fox, drinking Diet Pepsi or whatever it was, went through the diet soda, what happened to him. My mother-in-law used to drink diet soda all the time. And, of course, she passed away from aggressive pancreatic cancer, I believe it was, or liver cancer. So, I mean, it's crazy.
Well, here's the thing. Guys, I'm not making this stuff up. I've been telling everybody this since 1981, when this stuff was first approved. Remember, Rumsfeld pushed this stuff through. This thing's a brain entrainment molecule is what it is. I mean, it destroys synaptic function. It's super addictive because of the aspartic acid receptors in the brain and the release of dopamine. I mean, I know people that get so addicted to this, they'll get in a fight with you if you tell them they can't have diet sodas. I remember one time I was doing a seminar. I forgot what city it was in. I remember it was in the Midwest. It might have been up in the Iowa area, Ohio area, or something like that. I mean, we had like 18,000, 20,000 people there. And I was one of the keynote speakers that day. I think I was speaking like at 2 in the afternoon. And, that's when we were doing the seminars, the big ones I was telling you about earlier in the show. And I remember that's when I still went to the tape table and talked to people and see. Back then it was audio tape and a few CDs. And I remember I talked about aspartame. And I remember this lady walks up to me during my presentation and shoves a can of diet sodas in my face, Doug, and says, "I don't care what you say, I'm going to drink my diet soda. You understand that? I don't care what you say." And you know what my response was? "I don't care what you do. Drink your diet soda. It doesn't matter to me. I don't know you." And see, I really said that. And then she goes, "Well, what do you mean? You don't care?" I said, "No, I really don't care." I said, "I told you the facts. I told you the statistics." Remember, this is 20 years ago. I said, "I told you what it does. If you don't want to believe me, don't believe me. I can't make you do something you don't want to do. Now, if you're giving it to your kids, I'll get on my knees and I'll beg you. I'll say, please, please, please stop doing that. But, if you're drinking it yourself after you've heard me and you know what it does, I mean, with all the stuff with brain tumors and brain cancers and seizures and headaches and optic nerve degradation and blindness, and you think it's okay? Well, I can't help you with that. I can't make you wanna. That's the most important thing. You've got to want to change your diet. You've got to want to get healthy. You've got to want to do what you need to do." I mean, today, earlier on the show, on my show today, I read an article that said that, it wasn't an article. It was a Bible verse. It was out of 1 John. And it said that if we love God, Jesus said this, we'll do what pleases him. And it's in the 1 John, first couple chapters. See, and that's the thing. If we love God, we'll do what pleases him. He doesn't want us doing things that are going to hurt us. He said, "Don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple and God's spirit lives within you? If you destroy God's temple, he will destroy you." That's what the word says. That's in Corinthians or in Romans. I don't remember. But the first John book, it says this basically: if you do what God wants you to do and do what pleases him, well, he don't want you eating pork. He don't want you eating any of this stuff, because he knows that pork's a homotoxin. It's a human poison. He don't want you eating this stuff. Oh, I want to jump on this real quick. I pulled this up. I didn't know if you had seen this or not. This is an article. It said that Murdoch, the Australian Okay, hang on one second. This is the Trump article I want to see. Trump has shined a spotlight on one of Washington's best-kept secrets, namely Fox's role via its founder, Robert Murdoch, in pushing an open borders agenda, the same as Soros. The Trump campaign is a direct threat to Murdoch's efforts to open America's borders. Well concealed from virtually all reporting on Fox's treatment of Trump is the fact that Murdoch is the co-chair of what is arguably the most important, powerful immigration lobbying firm in the country, the Partnership for a New American Economy. Murdoch is the co-chair of that doggone lobby, and he is the owner, the primary owner of Fox News. And now you wonder why they came after him like they did, because Trump has said he's building a wall, Mexico's paying for it, and he's stopping all of this illegal immigration. I mean, think about this. Murdoch is in bed with the globalists and Soros and everything else. I mean, this is just absolutely nuts. And this is another tweet he sent out. I mentioned this earlier, too. He said, most people don't know that the co-owner of Fox News is Prince Al-Walid of Saudi Arabia. Shows a picture of him with his sister and host Megyn Kelly. In case you only watch Fox News and you missed it, Google it. And this is what he was telling people. Trump basically would put this out on a tweet. And so he's telling the truth about Fox News and who they are, who are they owned by, and what their goal is going to be. So I tell you what, if he's a globalist and he's trying to do what they want him to do, he's doing a terrible job, Doug.
or so it seems. You know,
well, yeah.
You know, I asked the question about Trump. I mean, and Ted, and I know Steve was on Rick Wiles. Steve Quayle was on Rick Wiles talking about the Nazis and his book Empire Beneath the Ice. But aside from that, speaking of Nazis, and you know, do you see similarities today? And I'm just going to toss this out there. I don't care if this is regarding Donald Trump or whoever. Do you see similarities today where the American people are looking for that political savior like Germany did, you know, as Hitler was rising to power? Are we seeing the same kind of fertile ground here and the same mentality?
You know, my mom told me, because remember, my mom, you're asking the right person with this, right? Because my mom was there. My relatives all still live there. I go over there and visit them as much as I can. In fact, my daughter spent 4 months in Germany a year and a half ago. And here's what I've learned, and this is what my mom taught me. The German people were so beaten down by the Versailles Treaty. I mean, they were starving in the streets because of what had happened and what the bankers had done. And this is the Rothschild banking community, the Satan boys. And they had basically taken over all the assets. They had destroyed the middle class, and they were just impoverished. And she said that it was so bad they were spending 40 billion marks for one loaf of bread. And they'd have to run over in the wheelbarrow with the money before the marks became so much less valuable that they would have to bring even more. They were burning the money for wood, for firewood, to keep their furnaces hot, because it was cost a lot more to buy firewood than it cost for the marks. And she said the German people became so impoverished and so depressed. And then they were getting better. The United States, you know, through the Rockefellers and the Fords and all these people, were starting to pour a lot of money into Germany after the Weimar Republic pretty much collapsed in the late 20s. But then what happened is the Great Depression hit, and the German economy completely collapsed again. They were dealing with 30, 40, 50% unemployment. It was absolutely horrific over there. And again, people couldn't eat. And that's when Hitler showed up. That's because, remember, he'd already been put in jail once because of the beer, that Munich beer brawl or whatever he had in that one place, trying to do a forced takeover. And he ended up going to jail and writing the book Mein Kampf, and then he wrote the untitled book. And the craziest thing is, yes, Doug, the seeds have been sown for a dictator to come into the United States as a savior to bring us back to the glory days of the United States, because we have all become so despondent in the aggregate now of what they've done to us that we don't know what to do or who to turn to. And that's one of the reasons that we've turned to Donald Trump. Now, I don't think he's an Adolf Hitler. I don't think he's that. But what I do know is this. He's going to be different than any president we've ever had. I guarantee you that. And I hope it's different in a good way, because this mess that we've got in the White House right now, with this nonsense that's going on, I mean, Jim Willis said they have gay parties in the White House now. I mean, the Democrats, that doesn't surprise me at all. And the crazy thing about any of this stuff is that where we want the United States to go? Is this what we want from the United States? Is this who we expect us to be as Americans? I mean, this is insanity what's happened to the United States. That's why the only hope we have is to have somebody come in who's not an insider, who's a business guy, I guess, like Trump. Because Ted Cruz, I can't stand the guy. I warned everybody on your show that his wife was a global, you know, a Goldman Sachs insider. They took $1 million loan from Goldman Sachs. I mean, this is one of the banks of the Federal Reserve System, for heaven's sakes. And he's in their back pocket. And Trump was right. Yesterday I had a long talk with a good friend of mine. He's a real estate attorney in New York City. And I asked him, I said, I'm not going to mention his name out of respect for him. I asked him, I said, I'm going to call him David. His name's not David. I said, David, let me ask you a question. I said, is Trump for real? And he goes, yeah, Ted. He goes, Trump's for real. He does what he says he's going to do. He goes, I'm supporting Trump. This guy's a big, big part of the Republican Party in New York City. And I said, can he be bought? And he goes, absolutely not. He can't be bought. He goes, this guy's telling the truth. He's had enough of what's going on in the United States, and he wants to change. He wants to restore the greatness of the country. And he says, we can't do it with open immigration and open borders, and he wants to have a change. He said, the only problem is they're probably going to set him up for a brokered convention. And he says, and Hillary's about to get herself indicted. Obama will probably pardon her, but that'll be the end of her Democratic run. And he goes, on top of that, he goes, we all know that Bernie Sanders won't get the nomination. It'll be a brokered convention. They're probably going to put Joe Biden in as a Democratic nominee. In addition to that, if Trump doesn't pick up over 50% of the votes on the first election ballot, then we've got a brokered convention. And they said everybody's pushing for Jeb Bush to go in. And I mean, this is crazy. This whole thing is nuts. We need another Bush in the White House like we need another hole in our head, Doug. I mean, and we know that. But see, Donald Trump better be careful, because that's what my buddy told me up in New York. He said they're gunning for Trump. They hate Trump. They don't want him in the White House because they're scared of him, because they can't control him.
Oh. Yeah, if I was him, I certainly would be keeping out of small aircraft.
Well, I told my wife last night, we watched the 757 come in, you know, on CNN. And they was doing interviews in there. I said, if I was him, I would have a full staff of people who worked on my plane, and I would have armed security personnel standing around that aircraft at night when it's sitting alone on the tarmac. I would not allow that anybody to touch that plane that had not worked for me for years and years and years. I'd fly them with me for maintenance, because it's one of those deals. It's that dangerous for him right now. It really, really is, Doug. I mean, they could hit him with an energy weapon from 100 miles away, and we have that technology to track those planes from satellite, from orbit, and nail him with an energy weapon, and that plane would just blow up, and they would say, oh my God, Donald Trump's plane blew up, somebody must have hated him, and they've killed him now. We have the technology to do that. Now, whether or not we're willing to use that type of technology, I don't know, but it's sad, because he's got them all scared, or it's obfuscation, but I think he's got them scared, Doug, I really do. Here's an article by Michael Schneider. Yeah. It says that Americans really, really hate the government. This goes right to what you just said, Doug. And he wrote this on January 26th. He goes, if there's one thing that Americans can agree with these days, is the fact that most of us don't like the government. CBS News has just released an article entitled, Americans Hate the U.S. Government More Than Ever. And an average of recent surveys calculated by the Real Clear Politics found that 63% of all Americans believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. And it's not just Barack Obama or members of Congress that America is disgusted with. According to the CBS News article, it says that we're sick of the federal agencies and all of this, everything, the FBI, the IRS, everybody. We've had it with everything. Yesterday, I was at the post office. We got a letter in, which I did not take, by the way, because I found out it had no address. It had no name on it, so I refused to take it for the office. I remember I don't take certified mail without – I don't know who it's coming from. And it was interesting. He was sorting through all the letters trying to find my letter that I had, right, Doug? And he had like a stack of like 70 letters in his hand. 50 of them were from the IRS. They were certified letters going to the people in our community. That's just one day. 50 letters. The agency's out of control.
Obamacare or related, or what do you think?
I have no idea. It's probably because their taxes are due, or they're not filing proper taxes or whatever. I don't know. But that's just not my town. That's everywhere. But now here's another interesting article. After the Saudis beheaded 47 people the first of the year, Belgium is now refusing to sell them ammunition and arms, and Germany may follow. On Saturday, this is a few weeks ago, the Saudi Arabian government beheaded 47 people, one of whom was a prominent Shia cleric, a senior opposition figure. He and the others were all killed for their charges of undermining the national security of the kingdom. And now finally, Germany is saying, hey, look, maybe we shouldn't be giving these guys arms. Maybe we shouldn't give these guys missiles. Maybe we shouldn't be giving these guys guns. I mean, this is just crazy. Another article, small arms sales skyrocketed in Germany after Cologne assaults in the media. The spike has been sparked by fears of a large influx of refugees and migrants that may affect public safety. I mean, duh. My family in Germany, they're all asking me how to come to the United States. They don't know what to do. They're scared. They're really scared. The demand for self-defense weapons, such as non-lethal and gas pistols, pepper sprays, electroshock weapons, has doubled in Germany, local license authorities say. And we know what happened in Cologne, Germany, when over 1,000 women were assaulted, over 1,000 people assaulted, hundreds of women there. I mean, it's turning into the rape capital of Europe, Sweden and Germany. And the sad part about it is it was one of the best places in the world to live as far as safety. And now more and more and more of these militant folks are coming in, and they're angry. Here's another article. German shops sell out of pepper spray in the wake of the Cologne migrant rapes. Now, there's been an enormous rise in the demand for self-defense products, including pepper spray in Germany, as women react to the hundreds and hundreds of sex crimes and assaults all over Europe and all over Germany. I mean, guys, what do you think about this? I mean, I think Donald Trump's right about this, that we should stop all imports of all of these Muslims until we can sort this mess out. I mean, he's saying the right stuff, guys. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. No, look, Islam is not a religion. It is a political system disguised or sold under the pretext of it being a religious ideology. And this is an alien invasion here in the United States. And Muhammad, in the Quran and the Hadith, discusses the necessity of alien invasion or Muslim invasion into a populace, not for assimilation, not for productivity, but for conquest. So this is all part of the program. But Ted, here's one thing that I don't hear many people talking about. If you look at the larger picture from afar, I believe that just like during Nazi Germany with the Muslims, where Himmler recognized that Christianity wouldn't do, but Islam would do as a weapon. Well, Islam was weaponized by the Nazis. Well, actually during World War I, but into World War II. I believe we're seeing the same thing replay out here in America, where Islam is being weaponized for a specific purpose, and that is to distill and to ultimately make illegal Islam, Christianity, and Judaism for the purpose of instilling a one-world state government. Look at the bigger picture. But yes, I totally agree with everything. But I think the picture is a little bit bigger than that, bigger than the Islamic problem. I think because why are they? Why would any reasonable, sane, rational human being or group of people in power allow this to happen on purpose? I don't think, it's got to be for a larger purpose, and it's not just the subjugation through Islam. It's the three steps ahead, which is, hey, we've got to. Eliminate all monotheistic religions, or the three major monotheistic religions, in order to bring in a one-world order. Religion. That's my thought on that, anyway. So,
I agree with you. I agree. Oh, I need to say one thing. I forgot to tell you. Austin's going to fuss at me about this. My son Austin, because we're giving everybody a discount. It's called Doug5 is the coupon code. If you want to order anything from Health Masters, I forgot to tell you, Doug, at the beginning of the show. It's Doug5, D-O-U-G-5. Just put it in all lowercase with a 5, no space, and that'll get you 5% off everything, including the 3-pack specials, the distillers. Everything comes up with a 5% discount now from Health Masters through next week. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I think it's through February the 7th or 8th. So, I apologize for not telling you that, because we always try to do something for your listeners every time we're on.
That's fantastic. So folks, listen to that. The coupon code is Doug5, D-O-U-G, the number 5, 5% off everything in the store tonight. And no, Eric, not SOB1. Stop it. It's Doug5. All right. Hey, well, thank you. I mean, that's great. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Doug. But let me see that right back. By the way, France has now declared permanent police state martial law. Did you know that? This happened on the 26th.
I was trying to verify. When you say martial law,
It's called a permanent police state. I guess it's not really martial law, yeah. But they're playing with semantics now. Police state versus martial law. But they've gone into like 2,500 homes now since the attack there, and they're basically just raiding people without any kind of due process. French Prime Minister Emmanuel Valls declared last week his country's state of emergency will last until the total and global war against the Islamic State is completed. I don't even know what the heck that even means. Following the attacks in Paris on November the 13th, the French government rapidly declared a state of emergency. Heavily armed and militarized SWAT teams have conducted over 2,500 raids and arrested hundreds of people. They allow them to search all buildings and private residents in the preemptive arrest without probable cause of any individual deemed by French authorities to be suspect or dangerous. I mean, gosh, this sounds like French people undergoing what the Gestapo went through. Well, you know, I got a news flash here. Why don't you stop bringing the Muslims in? If you know the Muslims are doing this, and they're saying the Islams, if they're doing this, why don't we just stop bringing them in? And remember, there's 8 million more in the pipeline due to Angela Merkel coming in right now. And Italy just dreads the looming of the invasion. They're saying there are 400,000 new immigrants coming in the next couple of weeks because they can't get out of Italy because all the borders have been closed. And remember, I told you guys, I was in Czechoslovakia, and I went through the border into Germany there, and it, sure enough, the military had taken everybody off the interstate, off the Autobahn, and they were searching all the vehicles. They didn't search us because, you know, we're in a car full of white people, and so they didn't want to do that. But the craziest thing is they're being stuck now in Italy, 400,000 new immigrants in the next coming weeks. And the sad part about this is Italy doesn't have the resources for this, guys. This is going to completely and totally destroy Europe. I mean, Israel's already completely just rife with crime. I mean, when you go to Italy, you can't even wear a wedding band. I mean, you have to be so careful. You've got to wear a money belt everywhere you go because it's already that much criminality in Italy. I mean, we had multiple people in the last trip that we went over there. They got mugged in Rome. And so it's one of those places that, you know, it's already bad to go there because they're so broke already with the government. They're like a failed state at this point. And here we go, 400,000 immigrants. But again, it's Cloward and Piven, Doug, Joe. It's all about totally and completely collapsing the infrastructure of the European Union. And I believe that we're going to see a major, major drop in the European Union this year as far as their abilities to do much of anything anymore. What do you guys think?
Agreed. I totally agreed. Wanted to ask your opinion as well, since you're talking about in this venue, in this topic. What's your thoughts on this international martial law, if you will, the authorization of use of military force anywhere on the planet by the fast tracking of this issue? What's your thoughts on that?
It's exactly what they want. I mean, this is the goal. I mean, this is what they want to do. This is why they're pushing it. This is why the globalists are pushing it, because the United States is the enforcement arm of the Rothschild banking cartel and the IMF. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, we're their serfs. We're their slaves. This is what we do. They own the country because of debt, and they control Congress because of the lobbying and because of the money they give to these congressmen. And if they give this president the ability to declare war anywhere he wants to declare war, there's nothing to stop him from declaring war on the soil of the United States.
I really want to know if you think, the timing seems suspect because we got, what, a year or 9 months before the election, whatever it is, roughly. But do you see this perhaps?
Well, I can tell you how the scenario could play out. Donald Trump gets the nomination. Donald Trump wins the election. And in between November and January, he takes office. Obama implements this thing, and Trump doesn't take office. I mean, just that simple. I mean, it really goes that easy. I mean, the globalists are hedging their bets with this. That's what I think. That's what it looks like to me, Doug. They're hedging their bets in case Donald Trump pulls off the impossible and goes against them. Because remember, the Diebold election machines, they can't crash every precinct in every state in every county. They're just designed to crash the major precincts in swing states. That's what they're designed to do. They're not designed. They don't have the technology or the manpower to crash every precinct in every state and every county. They can't do that, I don't think. I don't think they don't have the physical ability to do that. You know, if you have four or five swing states and you've got major counties in those swing states, they could do those four or five counties and four or five states. Okay. That's what happened with Romney. But the problem is, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a massive landslide like we had with Reagan against Mondale. That's what I think it's going to be. I don't think they can fix this. And they're scared to death, I think, of Trump. I really do. I don't think any way to control the guy.
The only thing I'm, well, not the only thing, but the one primary thing I'm worried about right now is the what they can do with, like, bumping his name off the ballots in various states that would be key states for the for the ballot, and put him on the ballot.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Trump hasn't gotten mean yet. He's been pretty nice. I mean, this boy's got some money. I mean, he had a bunch of his friends throw down $1 million a pop yesterday for the veterans. You know, right. I mean, he wants to crank some cash out. He could go throw $500,000 or forget $500,000, $500 million, $500 million into advertising immediately to say what they've just done to him. And I mean, he could just absolutely eviscerate him, and they know that. I mean, he has the cash flow and the ability to do all of that. And I think that's what scares them, because he can't be bought. And that's my real estate attorney buddy in New York told me yesterday. He said, Trump can't be bought. He has more money than he knows what to do with. And I think that's got him a little bit upset. And I think they may be hedging their bets with this little law here, giving Obama the right to declare war anywhere in any place, including the continental United States, which I think is complete and totally reckless. This is all the stuff. This is all from the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act. I mean, Hitler was able to do all of this stuff legally. That's how he did it all, because he got all these things in place before he implemented them. And that's what they did with Operation Valkyrie. You know, they had everything in place that if he got killed, they could start up a new government immediately in Germany upon Hitler's death, and Hitler signed it all in. It was all contingency plans. And then when he wasn't killed, because that bomb went off by that big oak leg, that huge 6-inch thick oak thing, it didn't kill him. All those guys with Operation Valkyrie, pretty much all of them were hung because they were trying to take power away from Hitler. So there's all these contingency plans for the continuity of government that are always in place, Doug. And it doesn't surprise me at all if that's one of the other continuity plans, is to let this current president, this guy that we know, that we don't even, I mean, we pretty much know that, you know, all the guys, there are a lot of guys came out and said he had some strange sexual things going on with him back before he became president. They all pretty much died out of Chicago. So this guy can easily be controlled and manipulated, which he's already shown that. He's shown us one thing. He's a terrible golf player. That's what he's shown us. And he likes to play golf, and he's just a figurehead. And again, the globalists are running the entire planet. And it's just sad that this is actually happening, and it's happened to the United States. It all started back in 1947 with the forming of the CIA, I guess from the OSS, I guess that was, or they operated. What was that? That war agency. And then, you know, and then everything went black, and then we stopped getting told the truth about everything, and we started that shadow government thing going on. A lot of people say that's because of Roswell and what happened there, and this big black ops thing started getting funded. It's just a big mess. And if you start reading these different books and these different things and what actually happened back then, you get a better handle of how bad it is. But here's another article. Norway's largest bank is now calling for a total end to cash. How do you like that, guys? Mark of the Beast.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's coming. Mm-hmm.
They don't want us using cash anymore because they can't manipulate it. And, of course, you guys have already covered the stories about these guys in Europe and Germany who emptied their bowels in the swimming pool with everybody swimming in the hot tub and everything, haven't you?
No. We opted not to really cover that. But this is worth a mention because now – well, go ahead. Take it.
Well, I'm not going to really go into detail about it. They were doing all kinds of other lewd things there too, so they were actually thrown out. And I'm not going to talk about it because I may have kids listening to the show tonight. But they were actually doing lewd acts and defecating, emptying their bowels in public swimming areas in Europe. And see, the Germans. This is funny because, you know, Germany's funny about this, and it's just a lot of places in Europe are like this. Most of the saunas you go to, they're all sitting around naked, right? But it's men and women sitting in there naked, right? This is just how they live over there. I mean, it's a very strange culture like that. I remember one time I was in there, and I was in southern Germany, Bavaria, and I went into the steam room. I'm wearing a robe, right? They all started yelling at me in German that I couldn't come in there with a robe on. I had to be naked. I kid you not, Doug. I kid you not. And I started laughing, and I said, got it, guys, I'm out. So I walked back out. I thought, gosh, I had no idea it was co-ed, right? That's when I found that out. And see, and these Muslims are going into these places with these co-ed bathing areas and all this kind of stuff. They're not used to that, Doug. And but of course, everybody knows better than to use the bathroom in a swimming pool. I remember years ago, we had a guy come down the house. He wasn't the brightest bulb in the box, and we had a party there for the church. We had the swimming pool, And he brings a kid in there in a diaper. He's like a year old, and he's playing with him in the pool. And I told him, I said, is that a waterproof diaper? He goes, oh, no, no, it's no problem. It's no problem. Well, sure enough, it was a problem. After about 3 minutes, the diaper exploded. The kid's diaper was full of poop. The whole pool went brown. People were screaming and running out of the swimming pool looking for water hoses and outside showers. I mean, it was awful. And it took a week to get the pool clean. And you think, wow, that's awful. It was awful. But the craziest thing is, this guy did it on purpose. He just decided to empty his bowels inside of the swimming pool or inside of the kid's jacuzzi or whatever it was. And they know better than that. It's just that they just do it. They're doing it because they can. And the Germans, the police, never arrest these guys. They were asked to leave. They weren't even arrested.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. While you're on that subject, just let me ask you a real quick question about the jacuzzis and the hot tubs. Do you, Ted Brewer, use jacuzzis and hot tubs like in the hotels, or are they petri dishes for, you know, gunkies?
Doug, I won't even use my own hot tub without dumping the water first.
I understand the water aspect of things, but never mind. I won't go any further than that. But like, if you had a method of cleaning it out, you would not certainly. Never mind. Okay.
If I could get in a hot tub at a public facility by myself with my wife, and I could have the whole thing emptied out and scrubbed and put with fresh water with no chlorine, I don't have a problem with it, okay? But they're not going to let you do that. I mean, that's right. What I do at my own house. I mean, I won't even get my own hot tub dug unless I dump the water out with the chlorine. I would never use a public bath. I won't even get in a public pool. People urinate in them. They spit in them. They have it's awful. It's nasty. No, I'm sorry, God.
I was thinking more on the lines of, you know, what do you call those, like a comfort inn or something, where it's instead of a bathtub, it's just
now,
a tub.
I will do a steam room or a sauna, you know, but I only sit on towels. Okay, and I don't like the co-ed stuff over in Europe. To me, that's just a little bit too weird, and I just don't have any interest in that. I don't do the co-ed stuff, but I have had several hotels because we're Starwood members, and every once in a while we get enough points to get a free hotel room, some of these fancy hotels, and they'll have all that stuff downstairs. But I just always, I just make sure I'm always sitting on towels, and I'm always wearing flip-flops in the showers and everything else. But these hotels are really, really clean. I would never go to like a third world hotel and do something like that just because of, you get athlete's feet and everything else from that. It's just nasty.
Yeah.
You got to remember, exactly. I'm the same guy that walked around the Conradi building in Tallahassee when I was taking biochemical genetics at Florida State University, using a wet cotton swab in a petri dish to find out what I could grow off the doorknobs and the door handles and the stair rails in the building. Remember, I'm that guy, Doug, okay? And every single surface that I used it on, we were able to grow fecal coliform off every single surface. Doorknobs, the buttons for the elevators, stair rails.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we grew fecal coliform. That means people were going in the bathroom, getting poop on their hands, not washing their hands, and going out and touching elevator buttons and doorknobs, and everybody touches them thinking it's okay, and they all have poop on them. I mean, it's just...
It makes you want to dress in a biohazard suit now. You know, I mean, I'm sorry.
What it makes me do is every time I go into a bathroom, I don't touch the water knobs or anything else without using a paper towel, and I won't touch the handles going out without using a paper towel, and I always wash my hands, and I don't use those Dyson air blowers either, because you can't put your hand in those things without touching the sides when you try to pull it back out because of the air pressure. I mean, I'll just walk around with wet hands and walk out, and if I have to, I'll use toilet paper to open the door. I don't touch that stuff, guys. If you knew what I know about the biochemical aspect of all this stuff, you wouldn't either. I mean, that's what
Eric just sent a message over the teleprompter here. So I suppose water parks are out, huh? For you.
Well, you know, water parks, you know, they have massive, the stuff here in Disney World, they've got massive, massive, massive filtration systems that clean that water constantly. And, you know, they're probably going to be okay. Because you're not, unless you want to start diving under the water and drinking it and stuff like that, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, if I'm doing a tube slide or something like that, I've done those before. But, you know, but I don't get in there and start spitting out water and stuff. I don't do all that nonsense. That's just too yuck. Here's another article. Elite will use migrants to destroy the European labor pool. Yeah, I believe that. I believe that's going to happen. You guys have already reported on the Baltic Dry Index. I'm sure about that, correct?
Yeah, initially.
12 points to 3, was it 335 right
and,
now?
And we have a listener who has been sending us daily updates, and we appreciate that. Thank you, Larry, for that. Baltic Dry Index right now fell again today, of course. Significant declines, another 12 points, 325. You know what, Ted, and what we talked about this earlier in the week, I believe it will drop down to 322 for reasons that should appear or should be obvious to you.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, what's happening, this is the raw materials that are being sent in different places for manufacturing. The entire world, and I talked about this in the first hour, is in the process of just completely caving in. This thing that happened in 2007 and 2008 with the banks and with AIG and with the swaps, we're 100 times deeper than that. I mean, this is unbelievable. We're at 2 quadrillion now. I mean, this is insanity what's happening. And if we lose the reserves to currency status or the petrodollar falls, we're in a mess. Oh, by the way, France's highway systems, next article, this is from Zero Hedge, have descended into chaos and lawlessness as these refugees are going into the middle of the highways with tires, stopping traffic, piling up the tires, and lighting them to cause conflict. And none of them were arrested again. It's just unbelievable what's happening. Another article from Waking Times. This is from I don't see the name of the person on this article. Oh, yeah. Catherine Frombich. She says electromagnetic frequencies prevent germination. If you take plants or seeds and you want to germinate them, you put them in front of a Wi-Fi router, they will not germinate. Isn't that interesting? They will not germinate. Another interesting.
So the Wi-Fi router I've got next to my desk, head level, I should probably move my desk, right?
Well, what I do is now, I mean, on my office, you know, there's like a little bedroom behind my office, and my Wi-Fi router is about 35 feet away from me behind a concrete block wall for me to do Skype with tonight. I used to sit by there, and what I would do is I would do the show with you guys on telephone, which I could sit, and I'd sit right at my desk. But now because the Wi-Fi router is right there, I don't do that anymore. I mean, because I used to use, like I said, the telephone to do the show, because I think Skype gives me a much better audio quality. And so that's why I'm sitting 40 feet away, 30 feet away from the Wi-Fi router now, because I don't want to sit in and just microwave my brain for 3 hours while I'm doing all show on Skype. And so I have moved back to a dining room table back here, and this is where I'm doing my show from now, because I realize it's just not worth it, guys. It's not worth all that radiation, this microwave energy going into your brain. Here's an interesting one, too. This is from Alexander Bruce. They're now developing techniques to upload brain maps of the dead. This is not a joke. Level 9 News is back with another hair-raising story centering on research being undertaken to presidential decree by large tech companies like Google. This, of course, will include Google and DARPA and Singularity University to explore ways to extend human life by hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Humatech, an LA-based AI company, is looking to take this quest for immortality a step further by transferring the minds and personalities of the dead into artificial neural networks and then downloading these into artificial bodies or cybernetic humanoid units. It's totally nuts, and she says it is not a joke. Can you believe this stuff?
Yeah, this is sadly, yes.
This is, I know, me too. This is what Tom Horn talks about. The International Monetary Fund is now recommending that governments that are indebted confiscate citizens' assets to pay back the International Monetary Fund in the Rothschild banking community. Is that crazy or what? I mean, of course, does that surprise anybody? Here's the top 7 worst countries as a debt to percentage of GDP as of September 2014, according to Forbes. Debt to GDP, Japan is 227% debt to GDP. Greece, 175%. Italy, 132%. Portugal, 129%. Singapore, 105%. The United States, 101%. Number 6 worst in the world for debt to GDP. Belgium is 101.5%. I mean, unbelievable, the debt to GDP that we're producing in the United States. Next article, Detroit is collapsing the third world status as water supply becomes too toxic to drink. And again, all of these country, all of these areas, these huge cities, we mentioned this earlier in the show, they basically have 100-year-old infrastructure that needs to be torn up and replaced, and the government is broke because we spent it all in building deep underground military bases and fighting wars we don't need to fight and propping up the big banks so they can steal all the stuff. Unbelievable. Leaked emails. Government officials mocked the Flint residents who complained about the water. Mocked them. Laughed at them. joked about them, said they were absolutely awful because they were saying that it's not their problem that these guys are drinking this water. And again, get a distiller. All I can say is get a distiller. It's absolutely critical. Here's a thing by up in Massachusetts by Adam Salazar, and it says the city of Massachusetts is demanding that firearm applicants write an essay explaining the need for a gun. I mean, can you believe this?
Yeah.
I mean, what happened to our Second Amendment right? I would just put down the essay would be Second Amendment. That's all I would say.
Right.
That's all I'd say. You know?
That's all need. You know, sadly, and we only have about 4 minutes left, Ed. I can't believe where the time went, but sadly, that's all we really need to say. But too few people understand the Second Amendment. And, you know, either we oppose tyranny or we enable it. There is no middle ground. Time is not on our side. And wrapping ourselves in, you know, wrapping tyranny, I should say, in the American flag and calling it security, it does not make it any less evil. That's all I got to say about that. So the Second Amendment is there for a reason.
Right. Look what Trump said to Hillary Clinton last week. He said, if guns don't keep you safe, then disarm your bodyguards.
Right. Really? Okay. There you go.
Then he says, quote, I will not let Obama screw around with the Second Amendment. And he's already saying that he'll completely executive order that last executive order out of existence. So if he does all of this stuff that he says he's going to do, I tell you what, it's going to be another John F. Kennedy in the White House. That's why we got to pray for Trump, that if he's for real, we got to pray God's protection on him. In fact, let's do that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, protect Donald Trump. Father, give him supernatural protection. We station your angels around him, Lord. We plead the blood of Christ over him, Lord. Place a hedge of thorns around him, Lord, because if this is the man that you've sent to us to help us in these end times, please keep him safe, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. And I mean that very sincerely, because if this is the guy who we're supposed to have, Doug, we got to pray they don't JFK him. I mean, this is a problem. I hope he's aware of it. I asked my real estate buddy, the attorney, yesterday, and he says he brings his own professional bodyguards with him everywhere he goes. He won't trust the Secret Service by themselves. He won't do that. He said he brings his own staff with him. And I think that I'm glad that I know that, because he needs that desperately right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Because he's so accessible, Doug. He wasn't standing in front of plexiglass last night in front of all those veterans. I don't know if they screened him with metal detectors or not. But he needs to realize he's got to make sure he's covered up. He said he needs to be in armored vehicles. I mean, if he really is going after the globalists like this, he really is planning on doing this, we got to pray for this guy on an ongoing basis every single day to make sure that he's protected, because the truth is they're going to be out there looking for him, buddy, every chance they get. And I believe that with all my heart, if he's for real. I believe that.
Yeah, I do as well. I do pray that he is for real, and I pray that once he gets in, if he does get in, that he keeps to his word, you know. Realizing there are no political solutions to our spiritual problems, we can still, you know, we certainly still hope that a man of morals and integrity does get in the White House, and you know, even with the slanted, tilted, and corrupted voting system that we've got. But you're right, Ted.
When are our last minute, Ted?
Doug 5, by the way, is the coupon code. Doug 5, healthmasters.com. Order. Hey, this is a good time to order distillers. Doug 5, coupon code, 5% off. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. Ted, before we let you go, any closing thoughts?
I just want people to realize that, you know, we in the Patriot community have to be like the sower and the seed. You know, we're going to have to tell our friends, and some of the seed's going to fall by rocky ground, and some of it's going to be picked up by birds. And don't be chasing the birds. I mean, just let the birds go. Just keep sowing the seed. I mean, if you start chasing birds, you stop sowing seed. Some of it's going to fall on rocky ground. Some of it's going to fall on thorny ground. Some of it's going to get choked out. Some of it's going to wither and die with the first hot area, the first hot wind, hot air with no rain. And I mean, Jesus taught this parable, and it has so many different meanings and so many different levels of our life. But keep sowing the seed. Keep sowing the seed of the Hagman Show, the Ted Brower Show. And keep telling people the truth about what's going on. And I promise you, they will listen, because I'm seeing people waking up all over the United States now, Doug. Just keep preaching the truth. Keep standing in the faith. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted. Healthmasters.com. And Breakthrough Health is the book, his radio show right here on Global Star Radio Network. 3 p.m. weekdays, 7 p.m. on Sunday.
See you
Have
Monday.
A great night.
Bless you guys.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.